Hi, and welcome back to Showing Up Whole, the place where we discuss alignment in mind, body, heart, and spirit, and every aspect of your life. I'm your host, Christina Fletcher, and today I want to talk about mind chatter, racing thoughts, and why they seem to be maybe a little bit more racing now than they were before. Hi, and welcome back. First of all, I have to say, I am sorry for having one podcast a few weeks ago, having an episode saying it was back to being consistent, and then suddenly finding myself not consistent again. The flow of this year is an interesting thing of different studio setups and different weather systems that are making things and recordings impossible. It's been a ride. But anyway, I am hoping to get back to a general sense of consistency in the near future. So stay tuned and make sure that you have favorited the podcast. Make sure that you're keeping track of the podcast, and I will let you know as they come out. This is an interesting time. And if you are feeling like your head chatter is maybe a little louder than it was before, if you're feeling like there's a lot to think about, to figure out, to cognitively work through, then I want you to know that you're not alone. It is an interesting time for a number of reasons. There is so much going on in the world. There's a lot of heartache in the world. There's a lot of shock in the world. At the same time, too, a lot of that is also fueled or maybe even simply working alongside of the new energies that are flooding into this world cosmically, astrologically. There's an up level in our midst. What does that mean? It means that basically we have stepped into what has been known for a long time as the Age of Aquarius. We are in the midst of a massive up level. We are in the throes of an evolution. So, what happens when an energetic system changes? What happens when suddenly you find yourself surrounded by new energy? It feels that way, doesn't it? It feels like everything that maybe you used to do doesn't quite work the same way as it used to. Things feel different. I think over the last 4 years, there's been a definite shift in the mix where new energy is flooding in, and that new energy needs to be processed and needs to be understood. That's a lot for your system to undertake right now. And I want you to actually just take a moment and acknowledge the fact that your entire energetic system is experiencing a lot right now. Now, that's not something to try to understand. It's not something to try to cognitively grasp. Rather, it's a question of understanding that your heart is feeling a lot. Understanding that your solar plexus is burning a lot. Your solar plexus is that inner generator, right? It is experiencing a lot. Understanding that your nervous system is under a lot. There's a lot going on. And so therefore then, the first thing that happens is your mind starts to race. Imagine like there is a giant bucket full of energy that is currently being dumped upon you. And it needs to flow through you. But where attention goes, energy flows. And as your brain tries to grapple with what's going on, both in the world and energetically and in your own life and in your own to-dos and in the own shoulds and as you unpack all of your different things, imagine all of that energy just kind of starts swirling around in your head. And where attention goes, energy does flow. So that swirling builds up a little bit momentum. And as momentum builds, we all know that different circumstances start to come in. And as those circumstances start to be attracted in based on where your attention is, then it multiplies. Okay, so that's basically the reason why the racing thoughts. That's basically why the in seems to be the powerful mind chatter that is going on for so many people. What do you do about it? We're really talking about energy alignment, aren't we? If the energy gets stuck up in your head, then it's time to align the energy that goes through you. So that energy that's flowing through you, like that big bucket full of energy that just got dumped on your head, it needs to flow down the currents of your energetic system. Some of it can just flow off of you. Honestly, a huge amount of it doesn't even belong to you. So that can just flow along the edges and be released. But more about that in a minute. What is there to empower you, invigorate you, and expand you needs to be processed. So it flows down through the top of your head. It flows through your lovely mind. And once your mind releases that energy, it flows down through your various chakra systems. So it flows down through your throat. It flows down to your heart, flows down your solar plexus, your sacral chakras, and your root, only to continue down your legs through other chakras and down through your feet and into the ground. Now, as you might have known recently, I've been looking more of these as energetic worlds, energetic areas. So you can take those chakras and actually align them to different parts of you, of mind, body, heart, and spirit, which you know from this podcast is where my passions lie. Your mental energetic world with those racing thoughts is also affected by your sacral chakra. Those two chakras seem to be really linked, that sense of your mind world, your mental energetic world. So that means that often when you're out of alignment in your mental energetic world, when the thoughts are racing, when the mind seems so overpowering, what that means is that your sacral chakra also kicks in, which is your flow space. This is where you balance your physical reality and your spiritual reality. It's where you are aligning and attuning yourself to divine flow, where you feel those synchronicities, where you have that inner trust that you can just follow your deep intuitive path. When your mind is out of alignment and it's racing, then you lose that sense of flow as well. So, what's the best step to actually stop this racing mind? Well, I actually want to introduce a little bit more of heart coherence and that beautiful dance that your heart and your head can create. Right, so talking about one moment, I'm talking about energetic alignment in your mental energetic world. The next, I'm talking about heart-head coherence. What's the jump? Well, here it is. Where attention goes, energy flows, right? But the thing to remember is that your heart is so much more powerful than your mind. You know, the people over at Heart Math Institute have done this beautiful study that has shown that your heart's field is actually 5 times stronger than that of your head. Think about that for a sec. Your heart field, actually, unimpeded, unconstricted, can actually flow 5,000 feet in front of you and around you. What a radius that is, right? 5,000 feet, that's like immense. Imagine you in a crowd of people with an unconstricted heart field and allowing that flow to just surround all in love. But the interesting thing is to remember that our heads love to be in charge. They've actually shown as well over at Heart Math Institute that your heart messaging, that the messaging that takes place between the head and your heart, of the majority of messages that pass through, the majority actually comes from your heart to your head. The majority of information that passes between your heart and your head to your heart, is from your heart to your head. Which basically means that Your heart is receiving all this information. It's receiving all this energy. It's receiving all of the different stories that it hears and all the different energetic shifts that you're walking. And it's receiving all of this different frequencies and vibrations. And it's receiving all of that and creating messages for you. Messages of, this is in alignment to you. Oh, you can help here. Oh, do this. Oh, walk away from that. Make sure that you pause. Make sure that you reflect. Make sure that you are loving. Make sure that you embody love. Make sure that you are in alignment to yourself, dear one. And your heart resonates with that and then sends these messages up to your head. And then somewhere in the head chatter, which your brain is there to keep you safe, your brain is that programming, that computer that tells you, you know, look out for danger. We've been walking this path for a long period of time. We have these neural pathways in place. This is how things need to go. I will make sure that you keep to the plan. And it will notice anything that might interfere with what you've been practicing and the stories that you've told yourself or the stories that you've been told about yourself. So the heart shoots out all these messages, these nudges. And with this new energy that's flowing so beautifully, with all this evolvement that's happened and these up levels that are coming right, left, and crossways, within that then, your heart is telling you new information of how to expand. And immediately what's going to happen is your head is going to say, that feels scary. That's unsafe. Stop. Stop. We're going to go back to the old patterns. And it will send you as much information as possible to justify staying put. And then the momentum starts to build.
It's a powerful time. And the way things have been just isn't working anymore. If you've been feeling disjointed, overwhelmed, or scattered, you're not alone. Many are feeling that there's a feeling of needing more. Something's missing. What this feeling tells you is that it's time to claim your inner self and step away from the stories you've been taught to follow. It's time to listen to your heart, to heal your hurts, and learn to lean into the universe having your back. It's time to take all of that self-help book knowledge and embody it, assimilate it, and make it your own. I'm Christina Fletcher, and as a spiritual alignment coach and energy healer, I can help you take spirituality off of the hobby shelf and into your everyday, sometimes messy, life so you can truly show up whole. Through coaching, courses, books, and more, I make sure you have practical tools to support you through these challenging times. To learn more, check out my website, spirituallyawareliving.com, where you'll find information on how I work, as well as a free guide to releasing the beliefs that have been holding you back. I look forward to connecting with you. Love and light.
And your heart still keeps shooting up those messages. And I always do wonder if the heart and head is actually more a question of broken telephone, you know, that these beautiful messages are coming through from the heart. But when you're mentally, energetically out of alignment, then it means that they kind of get skewed in the processing. So how do you align your mental energy? Well, there's a number of different ways. And, you know, you can focus on different meditations. You can look at your thoughts. You can talk about positive aspecting. You can do appreciation. I like to call it garden of your mind. And I actually have a new course out that actually talks about how to align your mental energetic world along with your other energetic worlds. And I'll link that in the show notes here, those different courses. But it's really important to remember that your heart's messaging is actually the stronger of these two. So a shortcut in a lot of ways is to start listening to your heart. And I mean, there's a lot of different things that can come up when we start talking about listening to your heart. We can have fear of it hurting. We can have fear of the things that we're holding on to. We can have different resentments that are buried there. So therefore, then it can feel like a minefield going to your heart. But for the purpose of this episode, I think it's important to actually just practice dropping in to your heart. That means just put your hand on your heart as you're listening to this and give yourself permission to connect to your heart. One way I like to do this when I'm working with my clients is to imagine that your heart is rising up to your hand rather than putting your hand on your heart, rather than seeing like you have to tend to your heart like a small child. Imagine that you're instead going to a dear friend. You put your hand on your heart and you allow your heart to rise up to your hand as a mutual statement of, I'm listening. The moment you do this, it's amazing how the mind chatter can start to calm, because you're putting your attention on a different resource center. Mind chatter is so often made up of how-tos, or how to fix, or what do I do next, or shame on I didn't do this, or I should have done that, or who have I failed. Your heart is not burdened with those types of messages. So when you actually tell your brain by putting your hand on your heart, that's a little trick, you know. If you do a physical movement, your physical steps, if you do something with your hands or your feet, or you physically represent what you're intending, your brain recognizes it as quote-unquote real. It recognizes it as that decisive moment. So if you put your hand on your heart and you allow your heart to rise up to your hand, taking a few deep breaths there, you are telling your brain, I'm listening to hear instead. Now, sometimes when I tell people, oh, listen to your heart, listen to your heart, people go, yeah, but how do you actually listen to your heart? How do you know the messages are from your heart and not just your mind making things up? And while I'm talking mental chatter today, we're not diving too much into heart stuff. I want to encourage you to explore that things feel different. They feel when you're hearing from your heart, you feel it. It's a knowing. It's a nudge. It feels lighter. It feels like a solution. Your heart will never natter about a problem. Now, it might sometimes be like you might all of a sudden get a flash of something, of someone who needs your support. You might get a flash of something that needs tending to, but it will always be from a helpful space. It'll always be a, hey, this person needs love. Or, hey, share your love here. When you allow yourself to become heart-centered, allowing yourself to use the voice of your heart as your guidance system, you let go of a lot of the mind chatter. You're also acknowledging the new evolution that we are in. We're in a massive evolution. It's really important to acknowledge that the world has changed. And while that's a ongoing process, and it always has been, like nothing was ever stagnant. We can talk about how the world has changed, but even when you were a child, you know, you can look back at different times and know that the world changed. It's just that because of the energetic system that we're in, and because of the work that we've been doing before, and because of the way the evolution has flown, it means that we feel it in real time. It's not a question of looking around being like, when did VCRs become obsolete? It's not, you know, it's not this question of looking back and being like, oh, look at that was an evolution and we didn't know. You know, you didn't use your VCR for one last time intentionally. It just shifted. What I say that because now we're actually in a time where you're noticing the shifts. You're noticing things changing. You're noticing when things don't feel as intuitive anymore. You're noticing when you don't feel like the old practices are going to work. You're noticing that things don't function how they used to. And so you're in real time. You're experiencing that evolution in real time because we as people have evolved to a point of noticing those things, of awareness. We've been training the observer within ourselves for a while. So as you've been in that training mode, now you're becoming aware of it. But there's a very good chance that your brain is not ready to let go of old patterns because that's what brains don't like to do. In all of this, I mention this because it's really important to be so compassionate with yourself. Don't give yourself unnecessary pressure to have all of this figured out cognitively. Don't burden yourself with the need to push, 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 and act, act, act. Rather, allow this to settle. Focus on your heart. Focus on your feet. Get outside. Ground. Allow the energies that's flowing to settle a little bit. The dust will settle and things will start to feel empowering again rather than overwhelming. Let your love flow. Show and share love where you can. See it like a beam of light that flows from you, surrounding all. And also know that you aren't alone in feeling like things are a little odd right now. That's what evolution is. That's what up-leveling is. And even just by being here, you are stepping into the embodiment of the person you came to be. You are showing up whole. And that might change from day to day to day as you evolve deeper and deeper. So just show yourself that love just that little bit more. And take a deep breath and ground. Sending you all my love and light. Until next time. See you soon.